Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace greetings. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast, where every day we give you a podcast designed to take you deeper into the words. Real simple. The DDP is 5 minutes every day. Glad you're with us. Whatever platform you're listening in on, it is an honor and a treat that you have made us a part of your spiritual diet. Not the entire diet, I hope. Oh, man. Be in the Word for yourself. Be in prayer. Hear others. Hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Talk the gospel of Jesus Christ. Share the gospel. Hear other preachers. Read books. This is not a command, like you got to do this, but let your diet expand. Who wants to eat the same thing every day? I hope we're just a little supplement. We're just a little part. We're something that you have that you say, that was tasty. That makes Jesus look good. Our ultimate goal is to make Jesus look good. That's not hard to do. He looks so good. He is so lovely and so wonderful, and all we're doing is shining the spotlight on Jesus. At the end of the Lord's Prayer, and the version that we've been doing the bulk of our work from is Matthew 6, the Sermon on the Mount version. Matthew 6, verse 13, the end of the verse, "For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." I would not be a very good student of the Bible if I did not tell you that the earliest translations of the Greek version of the New Testament book of Matthew do not include the tail end of the 13th verse of Matthew 6. The verse stops in the oldest translation at, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." And then comes, "For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen." In the later versions of the Greek translation. In fact, if you use, I know the ESV, but I'm not sure about the NIV. Somebody's probably sitting there reading it out of the NIV right now and could tell me. But I know in the ESV it's not there. And I think in the NIV it's not there. In the KJV and the NKJV it is there. I'm pretty sure it's not there in the NASB or the NRSV. These are translations of the Bible. I don't know about more readers' translations like the Message or the Amplified. But so it's not there. What does that mean? It means that in the oldest Greek, there was not the phrase, "Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever." And it could mean that it was added later by scribes because they saw the kingdom being God's kingdom, the power being God's power, and the glory being God's glory, and they added that. My feeling is that if it's not in the oldest Greek, then it was not written by Matthew. It would have been added by a scribe later. What does that say? How do we deal with that? We just do. That's a big debate in scholarly circles. How do we deal with the fact that there were some things added? We just deal with it. We put the information out there. You're mature Bible students. You are mature enough to understand that scholars copied the Greek by hand, and that when scholars copy, they're men, and they're going to make mistakes. They're going to put emphasis where it doesn't belong. They're going to misspell words. The Greek is so sensitive, they're going to change a letter, and it's going to change the whole meaning of a word. It's why to this day we say, here's what one translation says, and here's what the other translation says. We're trying to find the spirit of the passage. We are not idolizing the Bible. We are not building a god out of the written text. We have the spirit behind the text. So I'll say this. Maybe it didn't say, "Thine is the kingdom, power, and glory forever. Amen." Is the spirit of God behind the fact that it's God's kingdom, it's God's power, and it's God's glory? Amen! That's absolutely true. We live in God's kingdom, we operate in God's power, and we have the glory of heaven down inside of us. We'll put a cap on this whole thing tomorrow. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.